You're listening to SBS News.
It was no surprise to many that the 2021 census revealed mental health issues to be Australia's most reported long-term illness. 2.2 million Australians said they faced ongoing challenges, more than those who reported having arthritis or asthma. Effective support for mental health has often been hard to find. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews admitted as much when he spoke to the state's Royal Commission into Mental Health last year.
Mental health is everybody's business, and without mental health there can be no health in a much broader context. This system doesn't work to provide care and support. In fact, it sometimes makes really difficult situations much, much worse.
But as bad as things have been for those seeking treatment, for their carers, it is equally tough. Rose Cuff is with the Satellite Foundation, a Victorian group that works with young people whose parents or carers have mental health challenges.
They really are the sort of double the whammy of the pandemic and cost of living and their family members, their adult family members struggling with rising cases of depression and anxiety. It's really making young people, it's a really tough time.
Mark is 18 years old and cares for his father in New South Wales. He's in his first year at university studying chemical engineering, but he says it's hard to picture his future.
Most teenagers and most people coming out of the high school don't really have an idea of what to do, so I guess there's that. But then, yeah, of course, coupled with the challenges at home, maybe, you know, the unpredictable stuff, I guess, that can happen. I guess that just further adds to it as well.
Mark is one of the 2.65 million unpaid carers in Australia. The CEO of Carers Australia, Alison Brooks, says many of those are young carers like Mark under the age of 25.
We know that there are at least a quarter of a million young carers looking after family members, and that includes a large proportion who are parents living with mental illness of some sort.
Alison Brooks says Carers Australia is about to launch a bursaries program to give young carers extra support because caring responsibilities mean they're much less likely to complete their education or training.
That's one of the really important things we try to support young people with so that they're not disadvantaged in their employment down the track. So there's an amount of $3,000 they can get each year to spend in any way that they need.
Other services look to help young people discover their sense of self. Rose Cuff says the Satellite Foundation runs online and in-person services with the goal of showing them they're not alone and it's okay to just be a kid.
It can be hard for them to do the things that developmentally we know they would like to do, you know, to, you know, go to school, do social things, explore their own world and safely and creatively, and so we often find that they come into our sort of satellite community, having never really thought much about what they do. It's just part of what they do in their life.
The foundation has just received over $12 million from the Victorian government to expand their services statewide. Rose Cuff says that funding will allow them to reach young carers who live in remote and regional areas who typically have struggled to find support in the past.
The bravery required to speak up about what's happening in the mental health field in your family, it's because of the stigma that can still exist out there, can be incredibly hard. And so there's a huge amount of courage required to even reach out for support in the first place. And then when you do, often it can be hard to find what you want and when you want it.
With COVID still ongoing and health systems around the country under pressure, Carers Australia hopes young people can be supported in the choices they're making and that conversations around mental health can keep going.
We talk about this a lot more than we did even 10 years ago. So I'm not saying there's no stigma, and there may well be some in some particular cases, but I think that more and more we're realising that we're all on a continuum of physical and mental health, and it slides up and down. And the more we talk about it openly like this, the more we realise that this isn't a matter of shame, it's a matter of life.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.